Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard.
We've just cut taxes by £900 for a typical worker. We've delivered the biggest tax cut for businesses since the 1980s.
Things aren't looking good for Rishi. A new poll reveals his rating as Prime Minister has slumped to the worst ever for a leader of a major party. An exclusive Ipsos survey for The Standard found his popularity level pegging with Jeremy Corbyn and John Major. The results also showed that more than half of Britons want the general election held by the end of summer, which wouldn't give the Conservatives a lot of time to turn things around. But it's not all good news for Labour, though. The poll also found Sir Keir Starmer's rating for doing his job falling to its lowest since he became leader. Here to explain the findings in more detail and share his insight is Gideon Skinner, head of political research at Ipsos.
So there's a few key findings from this latest Ipsos poll for the Evening Standard. The big headline picture hasn't changed hugely in terms of voting intentions, which means that although Labour have dipped slightly, they still have got a big lead over the Conservatives. And for the second month running, the Conservatives are at their lowest ever score that we at Ipsos have recorded for them since we started polling in the late 1970s. So, you know, they're still pretty worrying findings for the Conservatives. The other main mover are Reform, who we've seen rise 5 points to 13%, which is the highest score that we've recorded for them at Ipsos in our series, although not quite at the heights that Brexit Party or UKIP had reached before. So that's the big picture in terms of voting intentions. The other standout finding are the public satisfaction ratings for Rishi Sunak, which have fallen again to his record low, but also not just to his record low. Again, if we compare it to all the polls that we've been conducting for party leaders since the 1970s, the only major party leaders who have got as low as this are John Major in 1994 and Jeremy Corbyn in 2019. So that's not particularly great company for Rishi Sunak to be in. Despite all of that, having said that, the public aren't actually crying out for a leadership change before the next election. They don't necessarily want just another reshuffle. 37% of people tell us that they want the Conservatives to change their leader before the next general election. And that's actually less than the 55% who wanted the Conservatives to change their leader when Boris Johnson was Prime Minister back in 2022. So there's not necessarily, although Rishi Sunak's ratings are clearly historically poor and also low on a number of other detailed attributes as well, there's not necessarily a lot of evidence that the public want to see yet another just reshuffle in number 10, or that they necessarily even see any of the potential alternatives doing much better.
It's obviously bad news for the Conservatives and Rishi Sunak in particular. Is there enough time for him and the party to turn things around before a general election?
So time is clearly running out for Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives. And probably one of the most worrying things for them is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of change in public opinion. You know, the broad picture is relatively stable. They are a long way behind the Conservatives. There's no sign of ratings on satisfaction with the government generally or on Rishi Sunak getting much better. We know that there's a lot of public concern about public services, the NHS particularly, the economy, inflation and immigration, and just a really quite embedded desire amongst the public to see that it's time for a change. So it's definitely, it's looking challenging for them. It's not, you know, at the same time, we have to remember that views have changed. You know, we are living at a time of clear political change. Things are very different to when they were in 2019, of course. And you know, there are signs, for example, that people are not very enthusiastic about Keir Starmer either, although he's well ahead of Rishi Sunak when you put them in a head-to-head in a kind of one-off comparison. But when you look at Keir Starmer's ratings in isolation, there isn't a lot of enthusiasm for him either. Actually, his ratings are about the same where Ed Miliband and William Hague were as opposition leaders at about this time. So Labour have kind of got this big lead. Starmer has got a lead over Rishi Sunak on a number of specific leader attributes, such as being capable. But there isn't a lot of enthusiasm for them. So there might be something that the Conservatives could chip away there. But probably what they really need to do if they want to see real change is to start seeing some improvements on some of those core delivery points around the economy getting better, cost of living, improvements to public services and the NHS, and taking control on immigration.
Let's go to the ads. Coming up in part two,
there is a clear split amongst party lines. So most Labour supporters want the election to happen as soon as possible. But actually, if you look at Conservative supporters, they want it to happen later on in the year. They want it to happen in the autumn. And they might be closer to the Conservatives and the Prime Minister's own thinking on this.
The Standard podcast will be back in just a moment.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. Still with me is Gideon Skinner, Head of Political Research at Ipsos. Gideon, the poll found that more than half of Brits want an election by the end of summer. How likely is that to happen?
I mean, I think you have to ask Rishi Sunak that, but it's a question, of course, that lots of people are worried about. The indications are it won't happen that early, although, again, we can never say never and we don't know. There's no guarantee on that. Unsurprisingly, even within that 52% of the public, you have to remember, you know, there is a clear split amongst party lines. So most Labour supporters want the election to happen as soon as possible. But actually, if you look at Conservative supporters, they want it to happen later on in the year. They want it to happen in the autumn. And they might be closer to the Conservatives and the Prime Minister's own thinking on this.
Are the polls likely to get narrower when we get nearer to a general election?
It wouldn't be surprising if they did narrow. That's generally been the pattern that we tend to see in previous elections. Normally what happens is as voters start to think not just about what they think about the performance of the government in power, but also as they actually start to face the choice ahead of them, that it's not just about thinking about the current government, but you also have to start thinking about the alternatives and which one would be better, which usually happens as you get closer to an election campaign. It's not unusual to see that gap start to narrow. At the same time, that hasn't started yet. So that is something that would be worrying the Conservatives. That sign of narrowing hasn't started yet. Many of the fundamentals, as I said, around the economy and cost of living and public services, there's still a lot of concern out there. So it wouldn't be surprising to happen. We know that there are Conservatives out there who still haven't made up their mind, that might change their mind, that there's still around about half of voters tell us that they haven't definitely decided yet. So there's scope for that to change, but it is running out for the Conservatives, and they need a lot of change to make up ground on Labour.
Do you think Labour will be pretty happy looking at the current polls overall?
So clearly they'll be very happy with the lead that they have, both in terms of voting intentions, but also on terms of things like the head-to-heads, as I mentioned, when we ask which leader would make the most capable Prime Minister, Keir Starmer or Rishi Sunak. Keir Starmer has actually increased his lead over Rishi Sunak this month to 22 points, which is roughly equivalent to the lead that Keir Starmer had over Boris Johnson in 2022. So, and there's a range of other areas where Labour is doing better than they have done sort of since they were last in office in 2010. The public have many fewer doubts about whether they are ready for government and so on. So, you know, the big picture is good for Labour, but there's definitely signs of concern for them around this sort of lack of enthusiasm towards Labour, this lack of enthusiasm towards Keir Starmer specifically. So although lots of people think it's time for a change, they are less confident that Labour themselves are the right people to deliver that change. And as I said, there is less enthusiasm for Keir Starmer. Many of his personal ratings on specific image attributes like being capable or good in a crisis, or understanding Britain's problems, some of those are dipping as well. He's at his lowest point in terms of his personal satisfaction ratings. So there's not a lot of enthusiasm for Labour. And there probably is some truth that the strength of their lead is as much down to Conservative weaknesses as it is to Labour strengths. But still, they're in the driving seat.
You can read more about this story and others in the Evening Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.